Hello everyone, my name is Zachariah Jackson. Today we'll be talking about how the academic compatibility in apps from major companies has been hard for me to use Linux laptop or Linux Zero. For those who aren't familiar, Linux is an open source family of operating systems, known for security, flexibility, and customizability. But if you've ever tried to use Linux, you know it's not exactly simple. Many apps don't work natively, and if they do, they might require workarounds that aren't always reliable. So why does Linux have such support for major apps? Let's talk about it. My interview. What? What are some ways that you know of to get Windows or on the apps running on Linux?
So, on Linux, if you want to run a Windows app, your best way is going to be using a piece of software called Wine. It stands for Wine's on Emulator, and what it does is it's basically a library that wraps the application and allows it to run on Linux using Steam calls. Long story short, is a utility that allows you to run Windows apps on Linux. It is pretty good, but not perfect. There's some applications, some APIs that just don't work, or just aren't implemented yet, or just have one page here that breaks some stuff. Or you got an app that's doing something very, very odd that causes problems. But most lot of stuff does work, and it's actually used by Steam for their Steam Play on Linux, allowing you to play Windows games on Linux machines like Steam Deck. Yes. Yeah, Wine's the toy I'm using for that.
Why do you think there's some apps that only work on certain distros?
So sometimes it just comes down to packaging. The software developer only packages it for Debian or Fedora or whatever. Oh, it's still in Debian. But I think that's Vegas is important now, because packaging to internet distribution is not that hard, but also if they really cared, they can use Fatpak or Fatimage, which makes it a lot simpler. So it really comes down to them not caring most of the time. Not always. Sometimes you're using some features on the kernel, but not most time around the distro. Sometimes a application uses just a feature. Like something about the way that they set up configuration mappings and stuff like that for anything to drop things into. But again, with app images, most things they need to do that for would just not be an issue anymore. So we're going to see how something being lazy. If that's for if they have an extended application, if they're using Windows, then I'll have to like on Wine that they fixed.
Okay. What do you think some things we can do to help increase like support for apps?
I would say just kind of bring up awareness of some of these tools. My biggest point is I really want there to be a better way to package applications for Linux. I've had some thoughts on this, but I haven't done too much into it. But I really think that Fatpak. I think Fatpak's going to be a feature for the next applications, because what Fatpak does is provides a single runtime for the application to run on. It simplifies the environment and basically runs the application in a container that, which makes it more reliable. It removes variables from the system. So I think making that more aware, and then just, they're probably chicken and egg. Some apps just don't care because they're lost very small market share. So whatever we can do to help encourage people to use Linux is good. And the biggest thing as well is make it an option. The biggest problem is that most people don't know about Linux in the first place, or they hear about it but they think it's too complicated, and they'll never figure out. So we need to spring awareness of bring better awareness for both the users and the developers. And I think that'll solve the problem.
Yeah, it's everything. White made some great points about why Linux struggles with app support. I did research to see what can be done. Here's a few to take with. So there's open source alternatives for popular tools, like for streaming, OBS, which actually is not open source alternative. A lot of the paid stuff, non-Linux compatible stuff, is based off of OBS Studio, which is weird, it's Open Broadcasting Studio, so whatever. There's also for like Office 365 or Google Cloud, there's LibreOffice, that stuff, and other stuff like Blender is Linux compatible stuff. On Audacity, Cortison is completely Linux compatible.
Okay, so first you've got to look up what are the different times.
Well, there's also different compatibilities so like Wine and Proton, which is Valve's version of Wine. It's their branch, to say. So, yeah. And some other companies like Valve, Steam Deck, are investigating Linux gaming compatibility, which may pave the way for better app support in the future. So what can we do as Linux users to help increase Linux support? Here are a couple of ideas. Advocate for Linux support by reaching out to software developers, letting them know if there is demand. Support open source alternatives and contribute to their development. Oh, and also help more people know about Linux and benefits to help grow the community. This number, if you want to see the change, we have to be the ones helping move forward. That's it for today's episode of Zex Tech Talk. Thanks for tuning in. Have you struggled with Linux app compatibility? Let me know in the comments. And till next time, till next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep advocating for open source solutions. Bye.